Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
That's right, friends. You're going to want to stay up for this one. Volume 77 of Radio Free Bongo is coming at you. I am your host, Bongo Johnny. And we're going to open up tonight with a little tribute to those guys who work underground. No, we're not talking about the CIA. We're going to talk about miners. Ready?
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
'Cause I make a little money on a gold by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
'Cause I make a little money on a gold by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: "At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John."
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Say the sad bells of Brittany. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of murder. Who made the light on earth? Say the black bells of London. And who killed the miner? Say the grim bells of Lyna. Through the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All will be well if it. Say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Say the silver bells of wine. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimmie. Will you give me, say the sad bells of Brittany. Is there hope for the future, say the brown bells of murder. Who made the mind open, say the black bells of Brown. Who killed the miners? Say the grim bells of Lyna.
Something happening to me, There is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
Morning, and I walk down in the cold dark mine. I say, praise my dear Savior, please let me see the sunshine one more time. When the wind will be over, when will I lay me burden down, and when I die, dear Lord in heaven, I still grieve for my poor brother, and I still hear my late that night, he came and told her he lost his life down in the Big Show mine. When the wind will be over, when will I lay burden down, and when I die, dear Lord in heaven, please take my soul, meet that cold dark ground. Do you know sorrow upon this earth, not much I own? Cause I have love, my sweet children, an old plow mule, a shovel, and a hoe. When the wind will be over, when will I lay back down, and when I die, Lord in heaven, please take my soul, meet that cold dark ground. Here when I die, dear Lord in heaven, please take my soul, meet that cold dark ground.
a baby cries in the morning sun, as the mother looks down on her fatherless one, and the rescue team goes on and on. More good men going down, more good men going down, and her eyes, they show a tear of pain as she looks out through her window pane. Well, her man ain't coming home again. More good men going down. Well, he died when he was just 22, and a young man in his prime, and he left a wife and a baby boy. More good men going down, more good men going down. Well, the mother will live and her boy will grow. In a few more years you'll never know that the mother from those other times has lost another man to the mines. More good men going down.
Okay then, let's see what we played here. Check the old notes. We opened up our minor set, of course, with Lee Dorsey from 1966 and Working in a Coal Mine. That was followed by Jimmy Dean. Yes, the Sausage Man, Jimmy Dean, with his 1961 classic, Big John. After that, we heard Bells of Remy, Birds, from 1965. That was followed by the Bee Gees with their first single from 1967, New York Mining Disaster, 1941. That was followed by Dwight Yoakam, along with Ralph Stanley, from 1986, doing Miner's Prayer. And we ended up with Patrick Sky, along with his Broadside Singers, 1964, doing More Good Men Going Down. Speaking of men going down, our second set is going to deal with issues of carnal knowledge and guys with one-track minds. So let's hit it.
Something else on your mind. You say we'll ball and have a lovely time. What I got is mine on mine. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg, 'cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you're gonna make me high. So don't you feel my
canyon. He said in a dulcet tone, my place in the canyon. It was a non-ecological scene, and she felt so scared, cause its teeth were bare, and its smile was righteously mean. He had a water mattress and a vibrating pillow designed for decreasing the tension. He had a stereo set in the headboard, yet, and it was featuring the fifth dimension. High in a nook on the opposite wall, disguised in a driftwood frame, compatible color TV tuned to channel 3, showing Hunchback of Notre Dame and a huge aquarium with neon lights. She was quite taken back by the sharks and a minor bird that she distinctly heard making absolutely rude remarks.
Cold water canyon,
he said he wanted to know her. He had this place in the canyon, he said he wanted to show her.
Cold water canyon, he said in a dulcet tone, let's go to my place in the canyon,
where we
can be alone.
Well, ain't it great, he said, to be all alone. No, it's a young girl graduate's wish. But then the room eat another fish, and the hunchback rang those Notre Dame bells, and the bird yelled something risque about balloon ascension, while the fifth dimension rendered up, 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 up and away. He had his headphones on and he was getting it off. He had an Amy Popper in his nose, so he never did see her leave the room. He never did hear that. She ran wild like a paranoid child, and nothing was aware of her flight except the eye of the sleeping sky and the ear of the infinite still and silent night.
Cold water canyon, poor baby, she should have known.
Cold water canyon, you got no grace. If you got no place to be alone.
Our second set opened up with Maria Muldaur from 1973, her first solo album, actually, Don't You Feel My Leg. After that, we had I Know What Boys Like, The Waitresses from 1982. Then it was Dori Previn with Coldwater Canyon from 1974. That was followed by 80s Cutie, Sheena Easton doing Strut from 1984. And we followed that with Come On Eileen, Dixie's Midnight Runners, 1982. And we finished up going way back to 1965 with Lou Christie doing his best Frankie Valli imitation on Lightning Strikes. Remember that one, guys? Yeah, that sure brings back some memories. Speaking of memories, we want to remind you that still got some stuff going on in the podcasting world you guys should know about, and that being Old Litfoot's Radio Circus, back on Drop.io. You can find that by going to radiocircus.net, and you can pick up his latest podcast there. He'll have that link listed for you. And you can also visit radiofreebongo.tripod.com, our home site, and we'll have our links in there for our IO podcasts. And also on that links page, you'll find the link for the show, done by Randy Bone. That would be Sundays starting at midnight and going on till the wee hours of the morning. Also, don't forget, we also have on that page, Let There Be Country, the great country shows from WFDU, Teaneck, New Jersey, which can be found at WFDU.fm, the Tuesday from 9 to 1 and Thursday from 9 to 1. Great country music, great DJs. You'll have a good time. Check it out. Now, we're going to get on with our third set here tonight, and we're going to kind of slightly overlap the theme of our second set, but not for too long. Here we go.
Up, preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve.
Okay, let's hear it.
Once I was happy and I had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She taught me to smoke and drink whiskey.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Cigarettes is a blot on the whole human race. A man is a monkey with one in his face. Here's my definition, believe me, dear brother. A fire on one end, a fool on the t'other.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
I want to hear it, Tiger, by the tail.
Will somebody get that bomb out of here? Brother, repent or they'll ride on your grave. Two women and whiskey, here lies a poor slave.
Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. They'll ride in big letters these words at the end.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
I want to hear Tiger by the tail. That's what I want to hear. Tiger by the tail.
Hold it, brethren. Hold it, brethren. Hold it. Friend, I want to tell you that we don't play that kind of music in here.
Oh, okay. Then show us your muscles.
All the snow has turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring tears. can't forgive the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, they can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows make life difficult to see. But that's why last night and this morning always look the same to me. I hate reading old love letters, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they robbed me of my sweetheart's souvenir. Memories that can't be bought, they can't be won at carnivals for free. But it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me.
Just don't feel alright, and you know that you must.
Okay then, our third set tonight kicked off with Buck Owens, 1971, with his song Cigarettes, Whiskey, and Wild, Wild Women. Those are three of my favorites, I'll tell you that much. We followed that with a tune called Souvenirs, and that was done by Steve Goodman and his buddy John Prine back in 1984. The Rolling Stones gave us Blue Turns to Gray from the December's Children album of 1965. Then we had All Apologies, Nirvana, from their live MTV CD of 1994. Boz Scaggs then gave us I Got Your Number from the 1974 album Slow Dancer. And we finished up with the all-new Minglewood Blues, The Grateful Dead, from 1978. Well, it's almost time for us to go, but before I go, I would be remiss to mention one important happening in the news earlier this month of November. After 9 years of frustration, my beloved New York Yankees captured baseball's 2009 World Series championship from the Philadelphia Phillies. Losers. And I managed to watch most of those World Series games at a local watering hole with a bunch of raucous Yankee fans. It was like being at the game. Ah, memories are made of this. Anyway, you Yankee fans out there will know about this one. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.
Rivera is set. And here's the payoff. Swung on and grounded to second. Cano fields, throws to first, in time. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. Never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, start of it in old New York. And if I can make it there. there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.